House on Haunted Hill, that was the... Wasn't it the Netflix series?
Maybe. Haunting of Hill House.
That's what it was. Okay. That show freaked me out. But to this day, like, horror-wise, the best reveal. I'm like, you have to see this. This is amazing. Like, this is how you do a reveal. I loved it.
Let's start the show, Josh.
Okay, ready? Mm-hmm. Count me in.
1, 2, 3.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Above the Board with Josh.
And Phil.
Where we stay above the board with Josh.
And Phil.
So this is our board game episode. Phil... Yeah. What about Twitch? What are we doing?
We stream in front of a live streaming audience. Dang it, I never get it right.
Yeah, that's close.
But we're at twitch.tv above the board if you want to watch it.
Yeah.
Follow us live.
This is our board game playing episode, you know?
This is where we play the game. This is where we're
literally above the board.
You can view our podcast at Spotify and on YouTube. But don't. We're not that attractive. Sorry, Nate's great. I don't want to bum on anybody else.
I was going to say, that's very rude to Nate.
So what
are
you saying?
I was just going to say.
Yeah.
And if you listened or did not listen to our last episode, that's rude because we have a fantastic guest joining us. You can say your name if you want.
Nathan.
If you want to hear about what he does and what we find interesting as geeks, listen to our Geeking On episode. Yeah.
What fuels our geek heart? That's our mantra.
Yeah.
One thing I was going to mention last time, you guys talked about late intros. To date, the latest intro I've ever seen was Red Dead Redemption 2, where the title card comes at the end of the game.
So. Yeah. True. Yeah. And the game we're playing tonight in honor of the spooky season is Betrayal. What is it?
House on the Hill.
There you go. At House on the Hill, right?
At House on the Hill.
There's an at in there.
We're not on the house.
We're in
at
it,
the house.
We're at the house about to go in it, I think, maybe.
Yeah, we're going to read a little plot line here. So, we get to each pick one of these wonderful characters.
Here, that's fun.
We'll just grab a token, and then I'll hand you the disc.
You know what? I'm going to be this fella.
Okay, yeah.
I'll come up with his own backstory.
Yeah, no, it's got a backstory.
Nah,
pick a side there. Oh, I guess you can flip it. So you can be the priest or that guy.
Oof, rough looking. I'm going to be Dan Nugent, MD. He is 60 years old. His birthday is May 6th. His favorite hobbies are documentaries and fishing. His blood type is A negative.
Oh, documentaries and fishing.
I wonder if he likes documentaries about fishing.
I bet that's his favorite.
I think I picked this one. She's either a debutante or... responsible for the T-virus.
There you go. Pick your side.
So good.
I want to pick this geeky-looking boy with the glasses.
Yeah.
So we all get to start in the entrance hall there.
A geeky Lucas from Stranger Things. A geeky mirror Lucas,
yeah,
I should say.
It's like making Lucas look cool. This is Sammy Angler. He's a fish. Maybe your guy likes him.
Oh, no. Don't say that. He's 11. My dude's 60.
He's 9.
Okay, sorry. 9, that's even worse, actually.
His birthday is September 18th. His hobbies are magic tricks and video games.
I gotta tell you, Dan doesn't look too safe to be hanging out with an 8-year-old, 9-year-old that likes magic.
What do you think Sammy Angler's arcade high score is?
90,000.
Way too low. 2,433,221.
Does it say what game?
No.
No?
It's for the whole arcade.
Oh.
It's a sum total.
Good. Good for Sammy Angler.
Oh, man. I should have been Jaden Jones. His stat is cases solved, 0.
Awesome.
That's good.
No, I'm sticking with the glasses, though.
I have a choice between Persephone or Stephanie. And Persephone, her hobbies are camping and fragrances. I don't...
What?
I think we'll go with
T-virus.
T-virus.
Is your hobby fragrances like a polite way to say you like to fart?
That's what I was thinking. Same thing. Beans. That's what I like. This lady is a photography and cooking, and she has 4 film credits as an extra.
Oh. As an extra.
Yep.
Like a subtle dig on her.
Right.
That's hilarious.
No speaking lines. Just she was
standing in the background.
Remember that really popular movie where there was that lady in the background who was eating soup? That's her. They had to stop filming 3 times because I was slurping. You're not supposed to actually eat it.
All right. So play this game. Set all your little dials to the green number.
Okay.
This game is story focused in that we have a little premise we're about to read and like we have all these random stats about our characters. And what makes Betrayal an interesting and fun game is the first half we're just going to explore this house. And then at some point we're going to trigger the haunt. And the game is going to like change. One of us will become the betrayer, and they get a special rule book to read, like, what they're doing. And the rest of us will be like, what do the heroes do to stop them? The one time I played 2nd edition, it was like, oh, it turns out one of us is Dracula. And then we had to, like, kill him with stakes that we had to, like, search the house for or whatever.
It's hilarious.
So, it's like...
So, does everyone know who the betrayer is?
Yeah. Okay. It'll just be a moment. And then that person, like, takes over as the bad guy, basically.
Okay.
And what's cool about this third edition, there's actually... It could turn out it's, like, a co-op haunt where we're all working together. Or it could turn into, like, a free-for-all haunt where we're all just trying to kill each other for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So, who knows? It's going to be exciting. Seems whatever safe happens.
That two adults are with a nine-year-old boy. in the house. Can't wait for this story.
Well, so one of the neat things, you'll notice these dice, it's zero ones and twos on here. And so what'll happen is, it'll be like, take a might check where you need to get 5 might. And since my stat is 4, I get to roll 4 dice and see if it adds up to 5. Oh, so okay. That's actually a pretty good roll. Yeah, the main thing is we get to move our speed number. And then as soon as you enter a room that's like not there, like, so I'll be like, oh, I'm gonna go through this door. Since this room isn't here, I have to flip over a new room tile.
Okay.
And all the room tiles have different abilities, different effects, and a lot of them will make us draw event, omen, or item cards.
So you've got the top one and slam it down.
Yep.
Okay.
With the one restriction, basements always connect to the basement section. And so since we're on the main floor, we got to wait till one says ground floor. So this will be like the first tile we flip up.
Okay.
When we've drawn omen cards, we roll dice to see if the haunt starts. The game is going to be all in the cards and in a little haunt book when we read it.
Sweet.
So... here's the game. Our story is called For Sale. This old house is a real fixer-upper, but the price is right. Some of you are prospective buyers, while others are here because the open house is free food. I guess that's me. Can't buy things with my arcade high score. The realtor looks glad to have any and all visitors.
What are you, the troubled kid from Free Willy? Why are you here for free food, Sammy?
Because he's sick of eating killer whales.
They got a lot of cookies.
Racking up your high score and graffitiing things.
They bake that fresh cookies so the house smells good.
Yeah.
And like, I was just like doing some magic tricks nearby.
Yeah.
And smelled the cookies.
I feel like this guy's like a male Karen because it says MD at the end. Like, why does that
important? Excuse me, I'm a doctor.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm a doctor. Also, I have diabetes. Please stop making cookies in this house.
So you're a prospective buyer? Or you just came by to complain about the cookies?
Maybe both. Who knows? I haven't figured that out.
I was passing by and I smelled cookies.
And I went in to complain and I was like, maybe I should buy this house.
They do have wood floors.
Dude. Yes.
So, Stephanie Richter, are you here to buy or to eat cookies?
Both.
And I'm all out of cookies. <That was good. laughs> All right, so the birthday closest to now goes first.
My January 12th.
May 6th.
September 18th. That'd be closer, right? Yep, okay. Yep. Sammy Engler. So I'm going to go from the entrance hall into this next room, which is the ballroom.
Fancy.
Nothing happens in this room, so I picked a super boring one.
Huh.
Now we just go around the table.
Okay, so I roll.
You don't have to roll, you just move up to your speed. So you can come in here and open one of these doors, or you can come down here and open one of these doors.
And your speed is how many spaces you can move?
Yep.
I can move...
Or you could even try to go 3. Upstairs.
So I can go...
All right, and now, so you have to rotate it so there's a door touching you.
Is that another... Okay, that's not...
It's like a fireplace. And so it can touch my room or not touch my room.
I just cut this off. Because there's only here and then the ballroom.
It's fine. So this is an event room, so you draw an event card, and you got to read it.
You die. The end. The house is hungry. There's a rumbling all around you like an empty stomach. If the haunt has not started, you may make a haunt roll. So I need to make a haunt roll.
But a haunt roll is the number of omens we found.
This is one, right?
Which
one.
Is zero. We haven't found any omens yet.
Oh, yeah. That's an event card.
Yeah, so you're going to roll 0. So you get to gain 1 might.
It would have been better if it said the house is hungry. You walk in a room and you see a man crouched over a dead body eating something. He slowly turns and looks at you with blood dribbling down his face. You're in the beginning of Resident Evil.
Now quick, shoot. But you can't really, you can't see the camera.
Your legs are like tank wheels.
Okay, Dan.
MD, please. Dan MD. You know what? I'm going to explore past the ballroom here. So this upper basement though, can I play that though?
No. So now you got to keep going until you get to ground floor. There you go. Flip that one.
It's the library. And it's an omen card, right?
Yeah. When you discover this tile, gain 1 knowledge.
This was an omen card, wasn't it? Or no?
Oh, it was an omen card.
That's all right. We'll start
again. No, I need to draw my own card. I didn't even see that. It blended right in. So I would have drawn the book. Strange scribbles cover the pages. Add 1 to the result of knowledge rolls. So once during your turn, I may use the book to lose 1 sanity. On the next trait roll you make, you may use your knowledge in place. Okay, that's cool.
So take it, if you lose your sanity, you die.
Yeah. So you can't die before the haunt starts. You just bottom out at that red number.
Okay.
But after the haunt starts, you can be dead.
Which reminds me, you ever play that game Call of Cthulhu on PS2?
Oh, no.
I know.
I've played similar games.
There was they had the sanity mirror in there. Whenever you hit the sanity, all of a sudden, for some reason, you just like, the screen got all shaky, and then you took your revolver and shot yourself in the head. Like,
oh.
It's like, okay.
Did you ever play Eternal Darkness on the GameCube?
No.
That was
I know of it.
The best.
Have you played it?
Yeah. Like, when your sanity meter will go off, like, an enemy will attack you and scream, like, reconnect your controller. Yeah. And you look down, it's still in, and you look up, and it's, like, hitting you. You're like, no!
Like, yeah, it starts out, like, real subtle. Like, the statues, like, will follow you. Like, when you run past them, they'll, like, turn their heads and, like, watch you.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, the walls will bleed. But then, like, the more your sanity meter depletes, like, it's like that you'll go in a room, and you'll be surrounded by enemies, and it's, like, reconnect your controller.
That's
The screen will, like, fizz out and, like, do all kinds of crazy stuff.
Or it'll, like, reverse your controls on you. It's so good. It's a masterpiece.
Yeah, it really is.
GameCube had some really good games.
There's talks of them doing, like, a remaster of it for the Switch.
At least I would get it.
Immediately, yeah. Yeah. 100%. It was so good.
The game I always want to play again was Perfect Dark, but you can't go back. Like, there's no going, like, because they did, and I bought it, and it was awful. So, you just can't go back to the day when I played Perfect Dark the first, you know, back on the GameCube, or no, 64. I love that game so much.
I remember.
All right, Dan, so you're supposed to gain a knowledge.
Oh.
And then draw your omen card, now that we retcon this.
Great, Dan, be smarter now, and that's going to be insufferable.
Dagger! It smells sharply of blood. Your blood. Oh, no. When you use the blood, or when you use the dagger to attack, lose one speed. Oh. Roll two extra dice on the attack.
Oh, that's clutch. All right, so back around to me. Technically, you're supposed to make a haunt roll with two dice, but you can't get five on two dice.
Well, I'm not going to worry about it then, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Fast. I'm just going to mix it up. I'm going to go to this room.
The energy of youth.
Yes.
I wonder if there's any video games in here.
The winter bedroom. So I draw another omen. The dog. It stares at you with a keen intelligence. Add one to the result of your speed rolls. All right, so now there's three omens. I roll three dice. If the total is five, the haunt begins. Nope. We're not haunted yet.
Tis not.
The winter bedroom sounds like a Korn parody of, you know, the Winter Soldier. No, I said Korn.
I heard Korn. And I was like, are they, like, making music now?
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to be as G-rated as possible with my sense of humor.
I think he said now. Are they making music now?
Okay, well, if I do one, two, and I jump...
No, new room.
Okay, new room, all right.
Because this is the basement.
Okay, so this is...
So it'd be, like, anything that's ground upper, floor. Upper ground?
Yep.
Yeah, upper. Okay. Collapsed room.
Oh, no.
You turn on this tile, make a speed roll. Speed is 3.5 plus, nothing happens. So definitely 4-0. Place your explorer the basement landing. My legs.
And take one die of physical damage. So you roll the die. So it could be 0, 1, or 2.
Yeah, hey, 0.
Ooh, nice. Like
you did like a flip and then a
superhero landing. I was just thinking, super hand landing.
She's like a female Wesker now.
She just stood up. Yeah! She look around. Have I seen that? Nobody's there. Of course not.
Except a T-virus. What are those frog ones called? Like the hunters or whatever?
The lickers?
No.
You're right. I think the hunters. Have you played any of the recent ones, like the re-release of 2?
Yeah. Oh, dude. Resident Evil 2, like the remake or whatever.
I actually have 3 as well, but I don't know. I started playing it and I just got
I also have 3, and I get scared by things that chase me. And that entire game is nothing but the tyrant or whatever. Yeah. Not the tyrant, but Nemesis chasing you. And I totally forgot about that when I bought it. And I started playing it. I was like, oh no, this is the one where it's like 90% of the game is a chase sequence. Like, you just have to, like, get so many rooms ahead of him so you have time to, like, search for stuff. And then, like, double back and hope that he doesn't cut you off.
Right.
Oh, man.
It was really stressful. I mean, the only really way you can do that is if you're totally cheap and you're some jerk who... buys the expansion so you can get the rocket launcher beginning and knock them down. I don't know who would do that, but I totally did.
What a
sounds like first person experience.
I'm gonna go over here. Junk room. It's rude.
So I'm assuming it's full of like rubber bands and like half of like random batteries and
like cords that don't match. There's all
why
kinds
do I have
stuff?
So many of the same USB cord that don't fit my phone?
Yeah.
Keys that don't go anything. You don't want to get rid of it because it might go to something.
Parts of toy sets that don't match. All right. It's an item room, right? Leather. Boy, Dan is nice. Leather jacket. Very heavy. You aren't sure what kind of animal it's from. as if it matters. Roll an extra die whenever you defend against an attack. Ooh, nice.
Dude, you're about to battle it up with your dagger.
I don't know. Dan MD over here is about to throw down, teach you youngins, because I'm 60. How old are you? 40?
Yeah, I'm 40.
I'm nine. I hope I haunt you.
Yeah.
What is, do you have something else going on in the junk room?
Oh, when you discover this tile, place an obstacle token on it.
Thank God he got a great dagger and a leather jacket to defend himself a 9-year-old.
Yeah. I mean, Sammy's already doomed because he likes fish or whatever. Or what is he like?
Magic tricks and video games.
Oh, his last name is Angler.
Yeah.
He's already doomed because he's linked to fishing, and I'm a fisherman. He's already
doomed. Good to you.
So, what is an obstacle
token? I think it's a rectangle... looking one.
Oh, yep, right here. It costs 2 moves to leave this tile.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks, junk room.
Yeah. That's what am I tripping over all these USB cords? Breaking my ankles?
Did I tell you I did?
Oh, the chapel.
But what happened with Ella's hair when we were on vacation?
No. I assume salt water destroyed it.
I was a bad dad, and I hadn't brushed her hair in like 4 days. And so during those 4 days, she swam in the pool and the ocean. And so I spent 4 hours working on her hair to get all the mats out. Ultimately, we had to cut out a chunk of her hair that big.
Oh,
it just fortunately it's on the back of her head. It was like that hair has a more tangly consistency anyway. But she just, we had no choice.
Dang. Poor kid.
No, Sadie's hair gets real nasty whenever she goes to the beach. Like at the end of a beach day, I'm like, dude, your hair is gross. Like you're like a water zombie.
Well, I'm primarily the one who does her hair, so like it's just, you know, she doesn't let mommy do her hair because since I do it so much and mommy has a tendency to pull. I mean, she still yells when I do it. But
my daughter started like brushing her hair, like whipping it, like. I'm like, this sounds awful. She's like, I just want to get it over with.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure it'll be better if you slow down.
Please stop. You're making me nauseous.
Stop telling you, dude, dad.
All right, so in the chapel, I found another omen. Skull, delicately etched with strange marks. Add 1 to your knowledge rolls. I'm so smart.
You also gain insanity.
Yeah, I got that. Okay, I'm cool. Up to 5 sanity. So I got a haunt roll of 4. No, ooh. No haunt yet.
See, your gear for battle, he's got all this stuff going on. All I did was I landed nice, so I was going to the basement.
You're going to find the real secret of this house, man.
You found an AK-47, thank God.
A rocket launcher.
Infinite ammo, rocket launcher. Let's see, secret staircase leads to the hallway.
Interesting. It's like once you move out of here, you're back here.
Right.
Cool.
Found a secret staircase, yay.
So... Gary, you walked up the stairs, fell through a collapsed room, landed like a superhero. I was like, what's
over here?
Oh, and then went through a secret tunnel to start back where you were. And like, you came in and be like, guys, do not go up those stairs. You will fall. It's none of bad. You seem like you're graceful like me.
Use these secret staircases.
Wait, is this staircase now like sealed off? I mean, we had a staircase and then you immediately fall.
Oh, I guess if you end your turn, you can try to fall through on purpose.
Oh, but, so could you still...
But now this is connected.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. I'm going to try to go to the secret room. Right, I am going to, so that takes 2 of my movements.
That's fine.
We're still on the ground, right?
It says if you end your turn, okay.
Well, of course, this is amazing. Behind the fireplace is a secret laboratory. That's legit. And it's an event. So, secret elevator. A wall swings open to reveal a dumbwaiter. It's cramped, but you could crawl inside if you need to. Dan looks like he's a big dude. I don't know if you can. Place yourself on any tile in a different region, which I would assume would be basement, right?
Yeah, or the upper floor. Get out of
the dumbwaiter and immediately fall through the basement.
Makes me worried it was in the junk room. It was right next to the laboratory.
Yeah, it's just like whatever is like left over from the laboratory gets stashed in the junk room. Now, I'm going to go check out this basement.
All right.
Because I'm going to check out one of those other 2 rooms, right?
In the basement landing?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess I want to go through the chapel here since we're already out here. The specimen room. Oh, there's a mummy.
That makes gross. Sense.
I'm getting the heebie-jeebies.
That makes sense.
Nothing's going on in here.
There's an item. No, an item.
Oh my gosh, I can't read this card. It's supposed to be easier. I'm just blind. Another omen. Ring. It twists on itself.
1 to bind them.
Oh, I can use the ring to attack.
That's weird.
With sanity power for mental damage.
Oh, you sorrow?
The one ring to rule them all. So now what's we're up to 5
that made the ring? Calibrador?
I want one of those.
Okay, the haunt has begun.
Officially.
Because of the ring. So we turn this over. I am going to be the traitor since I'm the haunt revealer. So now... we got to read about Haunt number 29. So there's two more books in there. I get the Traitor's Tome. You guys get the Secrets of Survival. You want to turn to Haunt number 29?
A beautiful garden.
So read the introduction and setup.
This house needs a garden, says the realtor. You're confused because she's just gesturing at the rug and the walls. The realtor's eyes are bright with an otherworldly glint, and her voice has a strange musical quality. Something feels off. And you suddenly remember childhood stories about fairies. Could the realtor be one of the fae? You rack your brain, trying to remember all you can about fairies. Let's see, they live in mushroom circles. You're not supposed to eat their food, and something about iron? Right, iron can harm them. That's something. Maybe if you learn more about the fae, you can stop them from destroying this beautiful old house. So, setup is the heroes have no additional setup steps, and the player to the left of the traitor will take the first turn after setup.
So, a beautiful garden, introduction. The realtor offered you an hors d'oeuvre. The offerings at this open house are strange. Candied violets and frosted berries. And cookies.
Is this The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
Do you have any Turkish delight?
Yes.
Betray your family for Turkish delight.
Fairy food, she said with a strange glint in her eyes. You thought she was joking. You tasted these treats and you understood. The Fae went to reclaim this house from the world of humans and to let the ivy tear it down brick by brick. Help us, they say. Help us turn this house into a beautiful garden, and then you can join us. You want to join them, and you know just how to fertilize the garden.
That's unfortunate wording.
I think it means with your corpses.
Oh.
But it sounds like those hors d'oeuvres are going right through you.
Right, right through you. I mean, if it's a Turkish delight, I'm sure it is. Have you ever had one of those?
I've never had it. I did.
Disgusting.
They're pretty bad.
They're so gross. Like, that's the funny part, is that he betrayed his entire family for arguably the grossest dessert on the planet.
It's just like one of those things, I assume it's like, it was like a World War I delicacy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like, no, yeah, yeah.
I had this, like, foreign exchange student.
That is literally what
stay
it
in my room in college from Japan or whatever. And he's like, he was, like, super into candy. Like, he packed a whole bag of candy. And he's, like, eating it. And they're all just, like, biscuits with a little chocolate on it.
Yeah.
And then I took him down to, like, a convenience store. I'm like, oh, here's American candy. And he's like, it's all sugar. Just like eating boxes of Nerds and gummies and stuff, and he's like, it's so good, American candy's so good. It's
hilarious.
So
poor guy.
My explorer is still in the game because I'm the traitor. Place the monster card to your left. Oh, there's a monster reference, I guess. And place one small monster token on the tile with you. These are the fae. It's just like a small monster token.
Yeah, right here.
So in the specimen room I found a small fairy.
Why was she hanging out in there?
The specimen room?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just to offer me hors d'oeuvres? Maybe I ate the hors d'oeuvre when I came in. I don't know. Because it's the realtors telling me all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Because you saw her with glowing eyes?
Yeah, bright with an otherworldly glint.
Ooh. Now there's, like, on the left, it tells you the objective, and on the right is, like, special rules for, like, how you fight against me. And so the rest of this is, like, secret. So I'm supposed to leave the room. So I'll go downstairs, and you guys strategize about how you're going to defeat the fairy forces. And I'll read this.
The fairy.
So
Empire.
I'll just go down there, and you guys can like let me know. Is okay. That cool?
Yeah, sure. All that's
right.
Fine.
I'm taking my M&Ms with me. My fairy food.
So yeah, strategize for
get
the
out
podcast.
Of here, you betrayer.
I'm the traitor. I ate the hors d'oeuvres.
There, here it says that there's tiles with information about the fae, a library, and a ritual room. So we already have the library discovered.
Well, a tile with item symbol take might roll. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, so if we get you. Land a tile item symbol, you can try to get some iron.
I think there's only one so far, the junk room.
We can still open up rooms though, right?
I mean, Yeah. Oh, okay, so learn about the Fae. So if we go to the library, take a tile of information, the Fae, make a knowledge roll, which represents knowledge of the Fae. What is my knowledge at?
A 6. Mine's 4. You have a higher chance of getting 5 or 1 than me.
And then we can also bind the Fae. With 1 of the Fae, make a knowledge roll.
And 2 of the result of your roll for each of the following you possess. Knowledge of Fae, cold iron, and ring omen.
But he has the ring omen, yep. Right?
So either bind the Fae or bind him? I mean,
bind the Fae.
Okay.
The library, to get knowledge, would probably be a good bet. And then it's right next to the junk room, where you can possibly rend iron. And that's 2 of the 3 things that you could use. You know what I mean?
Matching hero token?
I think there's like little, this little dude.
Are we supposed to use these in the first place? Or are we supposed to use these little, are those the hero tokens?
I think that's the hero token, and I think we'll use these, like, moving forward. If we're wrong, we're wrong, but I feel like that's accurate, you know?
Well, I mean, I would assume these are the token, like, these are the pieces. I don't know why we'd use these if we have those. Is there a little boy?
Is there a little child?
Look at him. Look at him go. Look at his little backwards head. He's so cool.
Little Goonies kid.
We need to rend iron and learn about the Fae to better our chances to bind the Fae.
Right.
Cool. And we're both currently in the basement. But right. You're closest to getting out.
Right.
On your next turn, you can go straight to the junk room. One of us can go to the library, and one of us can make our way to the junk room. Or do you think we should explore more rooms, see if we find any other item rooms?
I mean, you'd split up.
Like one go to do one of these mm-hmm. two things while the other one explores. All right, yeah, that's fine. Which one do you want to do?
I don't care.
How about, since you're closest to getting out, you head that way. Okay. Start doing that.
Sounds good.
Do the rend iron one first, and then I'll explore. All right, I think we're good, Phil.
Heads up, we might need to keep on referring to that because I'm not.
Yep, I have my finger in it. Right.
I'm back.
We also realized we had these little pieces.
Oh, nice. I was wondering, I was like, it must have just been like the super nice version that had them.
Yeah, no. Nah. So your dude's here.
Okay, cool.
And then there's ours.
Yeah, you go first when the haunt starts.
And that gives me. Do I still pull the omen or are we done with that?
If you enter a new room, yeah, I think you can draw a new omen.
Oh, but one like this one.
I went to an old room.
Yeah, no. Okay. The symbols don't matter once you explore it.
I'm going to go this way. Ooh, an armory.
When you discover this tile, reveal cards from the top of the item deck until you reveal a weapon. Take it and put the rest on the bottom.
Strange amulet mirror. No.
The necklace of teeth isn't a weapon?
Nope, sure isn't.
It's a bold fashion
statement. Creepy doll is not a weapon. Neither is a lucky coin. There you go. Dynamite!
How does it not solve all problems?
It's probably still stable.
Isn't the armory like gun? No. Sword? No.
No, I don't think so.
Dynamite.
You may use the dynamite in place of a regular attack. Do so. Bury the dynamite and then choose your tile or an adjacent. So basically, if I have dynamite, it's like a last ditch. Like, I'm going to take these monsters out with me. Everyone run. I guess it's. Phil, it's your turn now.
So I'm trying to kill you. I don't know if it told you that.
You are?
Yeah.
Why?
To fertilize the garden.
But why?
With your corpses.
Yeah. I missed the part where that was important, though. Like, is she... Are you under a spell?
Yeah.
The Fae was a thing.
I'm trying to join the Fae.
Oh, gotcha.
They invited me. So, because I've joined the Fae, if I'm not using a weapon, I get to attack with my speed.
Okay, Quicksilver. This is where your Resident Evil training comes into play. This is a quick time event for you.
So we're rolling for might?
Yeah. I can attack with speed instead of might. So you roll your might, and I get to roll my speed, I think. So I get to roll 5 dice, and then add 1 to it, because I've got a dog. The fairy dog. So I get a 5 total.
4 for might.
You have 5 might, actually.
Oh, I do have 5 might. My bad.
Bad for me, I guess. Holy cow.
7.
And I rolled 5, so I take 2 physical damage.
He, like, ran at him, like, and he just was like,
body checked him.
Yeah.
My high score.
And the fairy dog is just like a fairy chihuahua, so it's just shaking with glinty eyes.
Oh, and then now I get to move the monster. And they have a ranged attack. So I have two might, so it's probably not going to get you, but there's always a chance. 1. So you have to roll your 5 against the fairy. You
gotta do better than 1.
The fae.
Yeah.
All right, 4. You're good to go.
What's like, watch it all blink.
Yeah.
That sucks.
All right, you're up.
Sam, you got body checked in the corner. He's just chilling out now.
So if I have 3 speed, do I have to use all 3? Can I just stop anywhere?
You can stop anywhere. You don't have to go all 3.
All
right. Oh, and it takes 2 to leave a room with an enemy in it.
Oh, so. It takes 2, so...
So you got to spend 2 right off the bat to get away from me.
Okay, well, I'm stopping there anyway.
What are you rolling?
That's 5 plus.
On sanity or...
On might, I think.
Is it on might?
Take a might roll.
Oh, dang.
So, and
she's a beast. Stephanie Richter is no joke.
Yeah,
got it. All right, yeah, now you're good.
Yeah, cool.
So you collected a might token?
Mm-hmm. We have to tell you what we were doing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we were rending iron, or he was.
Oh.
And that's what that represents, rended iron.
Ah.
Out of the junk room.
Is it a weapon to use against me?
Who? Are you a fae?
I want to be.
Yeah. Because you have no friends.
I would assume cold iron would work against a 9-year-old.
I don't know, man. Who knows? That'd be hilarious if, like, next time he speed runs at you, you're just like, thunk.
Like, it doesn't work. A cold iron doesn't work on children.
They're immune Jokes to cold iron.
Dude, so you know what I was telling you about Atlanta? Donald Glover again plays, like, a weird character, but it's basically, like, Atlanta's
Atlanta Universe's version of, what's his name? Like the Madea.
Oh, Tyler Perry?
Yeah, and it's hilarious. His name's Kirkland Chocolate or something like that. And before she goes into this room to talk to Kirkland Chocolate, he's like, would you like some grits? This is like a hot thing of grits. Vanessa's like, no, I'm taking my kid. Like, he advances on her, like, super, like, intimidatingly. And she grabs a skillet and throws these grits all over his face. And he's like, ah! And then he goes, I'm fine. I'm immune to grits. He's like, I've been practicing. And then, like, at the end of the scene, he turns to his assistant. And he goes, actually, can you call 911? I've lost a lot of blood. So funny. All right, I'm sorry. The catacombs.
Oh, no.
And an omen, right? Because it's a new room?
Yeah, you draw the omen.
That's going to be good. Holy symbol. A silver symbol that glows in the dark. Add 1 to the result of your sanity rolls. Ooh, nice. Whenever you discover a tile, you may choose to bury it and discover the next tile instead. Interesting.
All right, I guess I'm going to keep attacking Stephanie. Fae power! I get 6. Defend yourself, Stephanie Richter. Come on, 0s.
5.
All right, now you take a physical damage. So it's going to be on might or speed.
Oh, it's might. Okay.
You can choose speed if you want.
Yeah, the speed. Why not? It doesn't change. I'm 3 to 3.
Oh, and now... Oh, I can use speed to attack? I went easy on you earlier. So Faye is shooting at you, Dan.
Okay.
D. 4. I'm so bad at rolling dice.
I'm defending, so I get to roll 1, and it's might, right?
Yeah.
Or roll an extra die whenever you defend it against
the
attack.
Leather jacket. Stopping the laser eyes of the Faye. Okay. Is that how they attack?
Yeah.
There's like a spit attack. Like... success.
Didn't even do anything. I was like, that was a weird breeze. Alrighty, sir. See you again.
I mean, do I need a special thing to attack him? Or I need a special thing for a fae, but not necessarily him.
I guess you could kill him. And that's like one less thing on the board to worry about.
I guess I'll attack him.
Yeah.
Why not?
I must build a beautiful garden. Sucks.
3.
I can attack with speed, but I'm defending, so I guess I have to use my might. How much you roll?
3. A whole 3.
Oh, 4. So you lose 1.
And I'll do might because speed's not going to be down even more.
You caught your cold iron. I was like,
children are immune. Joke's on you. I'm going to go this way so I can circle.
Sorry, I'm just picturing getting out of here and later on run to another 9-year-old, hit him in the head with the tire iron. They're like, oh my God, you killed him. I thought they were immune.
You like text us later. Guys. I just hit a 9-year-old.
Chasm. I don't want this card.
Is there any cost to using your power or whatever?
It says whenever you discover a tile, you may choose to bury it and discover the next tile instead.
Oh, nice. Is that indefinite, or if I go on forward, you can always
do that? That's what I'm saying. Like, does it make you
done? When this...
No, the bottom part doesn't matter. All right, nice.
So it's indefinite.
Keep rocking your holy symbol then.
Mystic elevator.
He's like that guy from The Mummy where he has that necklace full of holy symbols.
Once per turn when you enter this tile, you may roll 2 dice. Move the mystic elevator to an open doorway on. So 0 to 1 is basement, 2 is ground floor, 3 upper floor, 4 plus any room. That's cool. That's 2.
So you gotta be on the ground floor somewhere.
Anywhere though, right?
Yep, you just gotta match a door up.
That's cool. Well, then in that case... Pew, pew, pew!
So mystical. So my turn. Alright, keeping the pressure on. Attacking you again.
So relentless. You're like a shark.
Alright, 6 again. You're down to 4. Alright, give me that 0. Blank, blank, blank.
4.
So you take 2 physical damage.
I'm a danger.
Oh man.
Alright. I guess this Faye is going to shoot at you. Oh, 8. So you take 5.
5?
I think I got you, Stephanie.
Oh, yeah, no! Stephanie,
no!
Let's say, you are allowed to take items from her body.
I have no item. Well, I have this, so I can't give this to you.
But he can pick it up off you.
Okay.
This is intense. It's going to get real intense. All right, I'm going to move into here. I'm going to learn about the Fae in the library. My knowledge is at 6.
I learned that Stephanie's dead.
There's 2 rooms away.
They already wrote a book about it?
2, 4, 6,
right.
7. Cool, I succeeded. And so I learned about the Fae. I have knowledge about the Fae, and that's what that represents now.
Oh.
You can call me Dan M.D., Fae expert.
Right.
And that is my turn.
Alright. I've begun to fertilize the soil. of the Secret Garden. Is that what it, the Secret Garden? Isn't that book with the wheelchair girl that you have to read in sixth grade?
What? See, that or Bridge of Terabithia, who knows?
A Beautiful Garden, sorry. It's not a secret. There we go. I'm so fast. I got lucky that it was like the speed character. Got the... Oh, five. Oh.
Five.
Null. And now the fae shoots at you. Dang. That's the big shot. Nine. Seems busted. The fae use speed to attack any hero.
Four? No, wait. Two, three, four, five.
So that means you take four.
My mistake was trying to kill a 9-year-old. I should have fled.
All right. I don't think we're going to get this, man.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
It's not looking too good. Migo?
Yeah, it's your turn.
You know what? I'm just going to go for it. We're going to go here with the Fae. Knowledge is six. So I roll six, and if I get...
Nine plus.
Yeah. But because I have the knowledge on the Fae, it's two. Automatically two, right. Whatever. Mm-hmm. This is pretty much going to be the end of the game right here, whether or not I succeed.
What are you doing?
I'm binding your master!
Oh, no!
Big money, big money, big money, big money. Two, no.
Nope.
It's just shy! Yeah,
short of one.
It's short of one. Son of a gun.
So it's my go?
Yeah, it's your go.
Let's get him. Just like in the arcade games. Channel my inner Mrs. Pac-Man.
Remember in Galaga where I beat a guy to death with a flashlight?
I get the bonus from my dog. My dog is helping me.
Your stupid chihuahua.
It stares at you with a keen intelligence.
That's a stupid chihuahua.
He's one of the omens of the fairy garden.
Seven.
Oh, nice.
So.
Wait, you rolled too many dice.
No, I didn't. I rolled five.
Your defense is now three, right?
Oh, well, you know, here.
Well, don't forget your leather jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you take one damage, you're dead.
Yeah.
Go for it. With your reroll.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Got him.
That's a bummer.
If you win, you dance through the bluebells, the foxgloves, the peonies, the trapes. I don't know these flowers. Around the mushroom circles, you stuff your face with enchanted fairy food and drink. You can't leave the land of the fairy, but why would you want to? It's so beautiful here.
You know what, Sammy? I hope you rot there. That was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
This plays so much faster in second edition.
Yeah.
Like, the same thing happened in it. It's like, the haunt was revealed. Like I said, that guy was like Dracula or whatever. And then he proceeded to wreck us. Like, because it was the same thing. Like, he had like a lot of random items. And one of them was like the stake that we needed to kill him. And we're like, we have to steal it from Dracula. This is so hard. Yeah. And there was like he had a minion too. And that's we hilarious. Just got... destroyed, but our game took 3 hours.
Gosh.
For like the same story.
Yeah, no, if I had either made the time to get the cold iron off your cold corpse,
yeah,
I would have wrecked you.
What number were you trying to get?
Nine, and I had eight.
Oh man,
yeah, well, I had terrible rolls because not only did I have no items, I then failed to kill a 9-year-old.
He slaughtered you with his speed and his dog. I think that fall into the basement hobbled you a lot more than you like to...
Yeah, you tried to walk it off, but...
Yeah, she was like pretending, like, oh, fractured. Good.
She landed on stiletto...
Like wincing.
Stiletto boots, and that's what... The Mystic Elevator was clutch, because that got me to the library, because otherwise I'd have to backtrack all the way through there.
Yeah.
And getting the knowledge right away was clutch. You getting the iron would have been clutch, or was clutch, and then if we had been able to use it, it would have been awesome. Oh, well. It was still fun.
Did you have to go to the junk room?
Any room with an item. So that's why I was exploring down here, because I was trying to find another room.
Gotcha.
With an item. But when that popped up, I was like, I'm just taking the chance to...
That was great.
Yeah.
I could have handed off to him, but then I didn't think to do that until I was dead, so...
Well, we would have been in the same room. So, to trade, right?
Yeah. Unless you have a dog. This dog was awesome.
Dog's stupid.
Dude, and like, I even had the skull where if you killed me, there's a chance I could come back.
Like if we killed Sammy? Possessed Sammy? Yeah. Faye possessed Sammy?
If something would cause your explorer to die, roll 3 dice, and if it's a 4 to 6, instead of dying, set all your traits to critical.
That's hilarious.
Sadly, most of my knowledge from Faye comes from either, was it that True Blood? Theories and
Oh, yeah.
And then the Dresden Files book series. So
nice. It was really fun, though. I do like it. And it is an easy play. Like, it's it's not hard at all.
I thought it'd be a lot more confusing, but
me too.
It was pretty easy.
I know. I really want to play again. Like, the second mission, it, like, was confusing.
Yeah.
Because you could, like, always attack, and you could, like, steal. And there's, like, all these other rules that, like, seemed excessive.
Yeah.
Because, like, my book is just, like, you can attack with your speed. Your fey has ranged attack. That was all. And I was like, what are they up there still talking about? Because you're, like, trying to figure out where to get
cold iron. We're trying to figure out, like, what was the best. Because he was here and I was here. And we're trying to figure out, like, should we both go after, like, one and then the other one goes after the other one? But then we thought, since they're right next to each other, he goes up to get one and then try to get the other one.
Oh, nice.
So he would have had +4. To whatever chance his knowledge was, because he had the lower knowledge.
Oh, yeah. I really like these cards, too. Like, in the second edition, there's just, like, a big chart where it's, like, which omen was it? Did you find these items?
That sounds terrible.
But this is kind of cool because it gives you, like, a story.
It's super.
Because like, it was, story. We were like, why are we in this haunted house? I feel like it would not go to this house on the hill. But we're all like, oh, it's for sale. And so it's, like, definitely, like, the less you look at the books and the haunts or whatever, the more fun it'll be in the future. I would definitely play this again if it wasn't after midnight.
Yeah, for same. Sure. It's pretty cool. I like it. And I could play this again with, like, Sadie. Like, she would like this. She would do this. It's easy enough too. To teach to a 9-year-old.
Yeah, Jenny would hate it.
I think Randy might like it. I don't know. I also like the fact that the traitor is revealed. So it's not like... Have you played Unfathomable or Unfathomable?
No. I've played Secret Traitor Games before.
A friend of mine, we played Unfathomable. And it's really fun. Very long. And it's very... Like, the traitor aspect is like you can choose to be secret or flat out. I'm possessed by the monsters.
Yeah, I thought it would be like, okay, who are we going to... And like, how am I going to play, you know, Secret Santa?
Good choice.
Very good choice.
Good purchase, Josh.
Yeah, pretty good. You convinced me. Like at Gen Con when you were like, it was just a big banner that I saw. He was like, dude, that game, there's a game here that screams Josh Ballard. That game is you. And I was like, And then he like explained it to me and I was like, that does sound like me. Monsters and betrayal? It's exploring a haunted house?
So is this the third edition, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
It was the second edition, so I'm assuming this is above that.
Yes, this came out just this year.
Oh, cool.
This new version of it, and it's great. So many people told me it's fun, and so when I finally had a chance to play it, I was like, I get it, but I was like, I feel like I got to play it more than once to like do it right.
Yeah.
But this one, I feel like you know what's going on pretty easily, and it's like really easy to teach, and I feel like you could just like bust this out and be like, guys, this is so fun, and just play it with a bunch of random people.
Yeah, you definitely need, like, you need three or more. I can't imagine trying to do this with two people.
Well, the rules is minimum three.
That makes sense.
Guess we'll say goodbye.
Yeah, that's our show. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay above the board.
And Phil. And?
And maybe Nate. We'll bring him back.
Yeah, right? I'll come back.
You're more than welcome.
Yeah, I'll come back.
I'm speaking for you.
I would like want to throw our website in there, but I just like, you know, they know about us.
Throw it in there anyway. Self-promote.
Okay. Go to abovetheboardpodcast.com for all our links to social
media. For all your above the board podcast needs.
Yes. For all your needs. See, that's what we're saying about we can't outro very well.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Till next time, it's been real.
There you go.
You made it to the end of the podcast. Thanks for listening. Make sure to review, subscribe, like, heart, thumbs up, star, or whatever your listening platform lets you do to say we're something a human could listen to. You can message us on Twitter, Facebook, or anchor.fm with all complaints and corrections. All the links you need are on abovetheboardpodcast.com. Stay above the board
with Josh
and Phil.
You.
You win. Perfect.